The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place when he had finished. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive ourselves to keep anyone in debt to us, and to us to us to the final test." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Lord, pardon me, the door has already been knocked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of the friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son his neck when he asks for a fish, or any a scorpion when he asks for an egg? You then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
See, first the kingdom of God.
This is the theme of the Gospel today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. And Jesus asked us to ask. You know, once Jesus appeared to Sister Faustina and he told her, "Why don't you ask anything?" Naturally, Faustina says, "Lord, you know everything. I don't have to ask." The Lord said, "No, I know it's my business, but you ask is your business." So we have this in white hats because whenever you ask, you appreciate what you're given. If you don't ask, even given to you, you take for granted no thanksgiving. So that's important. Thanksgiving is the gratitude of the Lord. Whatever you have, good health, good situation that you can live, give thanks to the Lord. At times only we complain, why don't this, why don't that? You know, it happened to us all the time. We complain that the Lord doesn't look at us, doesn't give us a sustenance. Jesus wants us to know that whatever we have is given by the Lord. But we have to admit this is a gift of the Lord. Once I have a friend in Canada, some years ago, he was a middle-aged man. He got a stroke. He could not work much. 2 years ago, I went home. I went back to Canada to visit him. And he's still alive. He's young. His wife went out to work. He got 2 children. During the day, he's alone in the house. For somebody, they might just sit on the chair and wait for the wife to come home and do the cooking. No. Although it feels painful to walk, painful to have carry anything, because he said still have the nerves that give him this kind of sensation, very painful. But he pushed himself doing all the housework. You know, in Canada, they live also, they have a garage. During winter time, there's snow. You have to clean up all the snow. He did that. Even for a normal person, it's a hard work. But he says, I trust in the Lord. He give me the strength to do. Every day, he just not praying. He just living his prayer by trusting. Whatever he can do, he believed, come from the Lord. So every day, he do his sacrifice, trusting the gift of the Lord, giving strength, although it's painful. So it's a lesson for us. We're still strong, we can do anything. Many times of laziness, procrastination, or later. But this gentleman is not. He tried to do every day that he have to work. I really appreciate him. When I was in Canada, he just got sick in the hospital. I went to see him. He didn't recover completely, but he had the strength. But he told me, because I trust in the Lord. So today, Jesus asked us to pray. Pray is not just something given to us. Give us the strength to always carry out the will of the Father. It's not always easy. Even myself as a priest, don't think that easy life in the parish or easy life in the diocese. Not at all. Where there's people, there's always something you have to carry the cross of the Lord. The Lord is fair. When you say you are unlucky, you have to go over all this trial, me too. Don't say, oh, Father, no, you are excused, you are a priest. Not at all. Jesus is fair. He is fair to every person. But you think that you are the one who suffer most, be careful. The one next to you suffer more than you. We don't know. Don't think that you are the one who suffer. God give us sufficient grace to sustain our life. So, although we have cross, I believe we have the gifts, the blessing from the Lord. This is my trust in the Lord. I have peace, not because things are okay, because I am with the Lord. So today, let us trust again, even in the time of turmoil in Hong Kong. I hope that you will pray for us also. It's not easy to go ahead. But in trust, this is sometimes the trial from the Satan. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the Archbishop from New York, before in the years 50s and 60s, he is a Webb Protestant in television, very famous. And he will be canonized in the near future. Once he talked about devil, what is devil? Is separation. God asked for unity, and devil used the means of disunity. Today, Hong Kong is, you can suffer this disunity. But we follow Christ. He died on the cross for our sake, so that we can be one in Him. So as Christians, first of all, we trust. And the Diocese of Hong Kong is asking each one of us to pray for Hong Kong in a special way, fasting on Friday, and keep praying in our church every day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the evening. We have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament so that the people can come and rest and pray. So if you have time, living nearby, ask some permission from your boss, you can just come to prayer. This is a time we can rest in the Lord. Otherwise, say your rosary at home. When you have free time, if you cannot come out, say your rosary. Ask our Heavenly Mother to pray for us, intercede for us. Today is the only way we can. Without prayer, we can't do anything. You know, once Jesus went home and this old father brought his son for Jesus to curse out the devil. And the disciples could not. And the father complaining to Jesus, your disciples could not do anything. So of course, after Jesus cast out the devil, and the disciple asked Jesus, how come he cannot cast out? Because Jesus is giving them the right, the power to cast out devil, to cure people. Jesus said, sometimes you have to pray and fast in order to cast out the evil spirit. So sometimes disunity is come from this evil spirit. Prayer and fasting. Please, although you are not part of the Hong Kong people yet, I mean, we Chinese suffer most. Once we enter in China, maybe you're the Philippines, no? So you're more free. We cannot go to Philippines without visa, you know? Anyway, I'm not talking about politics, but I'm telling you, we suffer most. But I ask you to share our pain, our uncertainty of future. So please, pray for us, united in the Lord. Okay? In Father, in Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.